Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on you, bruvs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there is the gorgeous and the talented and the thin Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Summer House is back in our lives, so I feel like that's a pretty good sign for the season.
Yeah, you know, as we all know, Summer House just brings great things to society. So, you know, it's back. It's back. There was no Atlanta this week because of the Super Bowl. What a great game that was. I was on the edge of my seat, and then I wasn't, and then I was. And then I thought, The Weeknd, what a performance, really reminded me of Gigi Hadid. And then in the end, I thought, man, Super Bowl, what a great thing that we have in our society.
I wouldn't know. My Super Bowl was 9 hours of Rehab Addict. All right. You know what I like to do? I like to take homes and I like to rehab them back to their original spot, which is what I'm going to do. You know what? Look at this old sink. There's blood on it. There's gunk coming out of the faucet. And guess what? I'm going to make it pretty again, just with cock, some cock and some paint.
We're actually recording this a little bit ahead of time. So if it was a good Super Bowl, that's awesome. If it was a bad one, we're sorry. And congratulations to Tampa Bay and Kansas City because one of you guys won. So anyway, Summer House. Summer House is back. I have a deep love for Summer House. It's just there's something about it that I just adore. And I have to say this first episode really warmed my heart. I thought it was so good. I loved it. I love this show. It's so stupid, but I love it.
It's also, you know, we did a preview of this show in a bonus episode. We did a preview of the trailer, a preview of the preview, and the house just looked like total dog shit. I mean, we had all these close-ups of the gross, gross house, and it looked much nicer in the actual show.
In some ways, yes, but in some ways, I still thought it was ugly. It was also an interesting episode because in seasons past, Summer House has all been like, oh, like we work so hard in the week, we work hard in New York City, and now we're ready to party. And so it's like party, party, let's go to Hampton Social or whatever. And this time the vibe was kind of like, oh, we're stuck in this house together, which I really liked.
Yeah, they can't leave. And they all have to stay there. And they can't work throw parties. The whole time. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, we've always, all these years, we've been like, why can't we see what they do during the week? And now we're going to get it. We're going to get it hardcore.
Yep. So we start with Amanda and Kyle. Kyle, we're in a U-Haul, Kyle. And they're taking all their office stuff up to the Hamptons. And she's like, you're really close to me right now in this diary room session. Kyle, why are you sitting so close to me, Kyle?
Yeah, and the producer says, so how did you guys spend your quarantine? And Amanda goes, we spent a lot of time together, as opposed to every other season when they've been living on top of each other.
Yeah. And then we see Kyle has been making Snapchats with like 4 eye filters. And he's like, it's getting a little stir crazy here. And then we cut to Hannah and she's like, I've been alone with a cat who sometimes ignores me.
Yeah. And then Paige, she's like in her parents' home gym and she's like, at home workouts or just escaping my entire family. Like and subscribe. Thanks, I'm Paige.
And then Lindsay, I feel depressed. I feel depressed. I feel really depressed. Cuts to Luke.
I made a personal schedule for me and for the next 3 years, and nowhere does it say depressed. Depressed Lindsay is not on it.
Mm. And then we cut to Luke, and he's like, I wanted to get as far away from COVID as I could, so I did some ice fishing in Minnesota. Coyote.
And then we go to Carl, who says, I didn't even know I had COVID until I tested positive for the antibodies. I guess what I'm trying to say is COVID fired me. Even I get fired from COVID. Yeah.
I assumed I was hungover. you know, the funny thing, COVID never even called me back. So that felt great, COVID. Thanks.
I was supposed to infect 8 other people, and I did not hit my quota. So COVID fired me.
So we know right up front how Carl's journey with sobriety is going. Because we ended the season with Carl like, yeah, guess what? I'm sober now, so never drinking again. And we start the season with Carl like, well, I thought it was a hangover. So
yeah, that's true. I've been sober except for the time I got the hangover, which I thought was COVID, but I just assumed that I drank last night. Hey, Luke, guess what? You know what? I've been making friends with squirrels, and then we see him feeding food to a chipmunk, which is not a squirrel, but, you know, God bless him. He's a male model.
You know what? That squirrel got all mad at me because it found out I was giving nuts to another squirrel, you know? And, you know, I was never dating either one of those squirrels, you know? But they're both good girl squirrels, so...
You know, we don't give nuts to squirrels. We make a hot dish, and we give that to the squirrels. They love that. The Minnesota hot dish.
So they're packing the U-Haul, Amanda and Kyle. And Kyle's like, yeah, we're going to the Hamptons, and we all took tests, and no one comes in, and no one goes out. Like, we still have to, like, quarantine, but if we can do this as a team.
And they're driving, and Amanda's like, well, Kyle, I guess it's the only time all season I'll get to whine in a car. So let me give it my best shot. Kyle, is Kyle. The back of the U-Haul locked? Kyle.
Then we go to Lindsay, who's with Steven.
Can I say something also? Amanda then tells us, quarantine was hard on a lot of couples, and Kyle and I hit our lowest of lows. I'm like, wait, you went lower than anything that happened ever on this show? What? How does it get lower? How does it get lower?
Yeah. But we fixed it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everything's great this year with you two crazy kids. So then we go to Lindsay with her odd little man, and she's like, the fact that we made it out alive, and now you know me, and you're still coming out with me is amazing.
I light a fire under Steven's ass, and then he picks me out of the ceiling fan. Oh, I'm like, picks you out of the ceiling? If you're lighting the fire under his ass, how do you wind up in the ceiling fan?
Because she's standing standing on top of him when she lights the fire under his ass.
I guess so.
So she's like, we've been officially dating like just shy of a year, and then we're moving in for the summer, and then engagement, marriage, babies. Oh God, she's terrifying.
So meanwhile, over in the Hamptons, Danielle and Carl arrive, and Danielle's like, home sweet home. And I have to applaud Danielle because I never know if she's ever really on the show. I'm like, are you a cast member? Are you not a cast member? But she made it. I feel
like every year they're like, Danielle is fired, you know? And every year, here she is like, we're here, shots of tequila.
She just makes it back every year. It's kind of amazing.
And Steven is still sending really passive-aggressive Amazon packages to the house because they show up and there's just, like, tons of Amazon packages. And you know Steven's at home like, yeah, so suck that dick, bitch.
Yeah. So, so they show up and then Lindsay's like, we're home, I'll string to the rosé. And then Carl goes, so this summer, we're going to be living together. We're going to be working together. And we're going to find out what happens when you stop being polite and start looking great, by the way. You look great, by the way. Yeah, that was me being polite. Yeah, I can't stop being polite.
So he's like, all right, well, we're here, so let's start checking out the rooms. And Danielle's like, hello, closet. I'm like, Danielle probably does that everywhere. She probably does that every time she comes home. Like, hello, closet.
You know that, like, the people at Pottery Barn hate it when she walks in. Okay, here comes that girl. Hello, double bed. Am I right? Ooh, couch. Hi, Mr. Couch. They're like, shoot us now.
So Lindsay, of course, wants the one with the balcony and the king-size bed, you know. And she's like, I know a lot of magazines throw parties at this house, and I haven't seen the inside, or if I did, I was drunk. But number one party house in the Hamptons, and no partying. Fuck you, COVID. Okay, do not activate me.
And then Danielle's just going, this place is nice.
So straight Lindsay and Danielle start unpacking groceries, and she's like, do you think I can put meat in this part? And Danielle's like, Amanda's just going to redo everything when she gets here anyway, so who cares?
And one of the great joys of Summer House is that it's really one of the best canvases for Trixie Monocle, and we get some new songs. We also get some classic Trixie tracks on this episode. Right now we hear "Coming Back Stronger," oh, and then of course it's Kyle and Amanda coming back stronger.
Yeah, the songs are always so positive, and you're like, oh god, it's like it's really overselling whatever's happening. It's like, I'm coming back stronger, Kyle and U-Haul. So he goes from like his Lamborghini to a U-Haul or whatever.
Yeah.
So then Carl is like, oh, every room is good except that one downstairs. So Amanda and Kyle come in and everyone's hugging. And Amanda's like, I don't want to be an asshole. Like, we don't need the master, but we just like moved our entire office here.
Yeah, and you've also turned the entire house into a billboard for Loverboy. So, okay, you know, like it's a draw. So then now we see this fancy G-Wagon showing up, and it's Perry, and he's dropping off Paige, but Perry won't be spending the summer. And she's like, Perry is like literally my dad dropping me off at college. Like, okay, I love you. Bye. Bye, Perry. Bye, Perry. Like and subscribe. Bye. Bye.
And then she's saying how sick they were getting of each other. And then we see a clip of their Instagram. And she's like, Lubby? Lubby? Do you love me? Do you love me, Daddy? Do you love me? Daddy, Daddy? Oh, gross. Thank you for leaving him at home. Thank you for doing what I require of all couples like that. Just don't do that in front of me, you know?
Yeah. I wrote down the worst footage ever of Paige in quarantine.
Ugh. That was hard. So she gets there and hugs everyone, and she's like, oh my god, like, one of us could be a cocaine dealer, and this could be our house.
Or a cocaine user. Could go either way, I guess, you know.
She's basically a cocaine dealer, but, like, with less ambition, so, like, don't judge me.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in that bad room, okay? So then, and then another car shows up, and I love this because it's like a Honda. And we just don't really get to see Hondas on Bravo. So I was like, oh, look at this, you know, affordable Honda SUV. Is this a CRV showing up? Look at this, you know, very non-Bravo car that's arrived. It's a Honda. I was like a little jarred, to be honest. It was strange. And and then it turns out it was Hannah getting out of the car. Her mom was dropping her off. So that was also, it was kind of funny. This was sort of summer campy, right? Like, okay, Hannah, have a great time. Your tennis rackets, have a good time at sleepaway camp at the Hamptons.
Yeah. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. So Hannah's like, I've been with my parents and cats for like 6 months, and like, I'm horny. I want to hump that tree. I want to hump that leaf. I want to hump Luke. Yeah.
And then we see a flashback of Luke on Watch What Happens Live saying, oh yeah, I love Hannah. Hey, did you say you love Hannah? Yeah, I love her. So like, you wanna like do her? Well, I love her. Yeah, but you love her? Well, I love her like a coyote. So that, well, I don't know if I followed that one.
So then Amanda jumps on her, and Hannah's joking with Paige. She's like, I'm sick of you. I see you enough. And, you know, Steven and Lindsay, everyone's hugging, but then Lindsay ignores Hannah. She just walks past her, and Hannah's like, hi, Lindsay. And she's like, hi.
Because we almost forgot that the tradition in Summer House is that the first episode we have to, you know, deal with whatever shady thing Lindsay did during the winter. Because every season, Lindsay did something to someone in the winter. And yes. How we always start the season.
Lindsay, well, always, I didn't like you. Yeah, Lindsay always disinvited people from somewhere. That's always the storyline.
There's always some party. So Lindsay's like very cold, and then she and Danielle go outside, and then and then Hannah goes, we need to discuss Lindsay. She just gave me a very cold hello. And Amanda goes, okay, can I say something? Paige goes, oh my god, I'm like 10 minutes in. And I was like, yes, Summer House is back.
And outside, Danielle and Lindsay are talking, and Danielle's like, oh, have you said hello to that closet?
No.
Have you said hello to Hannah?
I said hi.
Did you see how shitty that room was on the second floor? Yeah, sorry, I'll back out of the conversation now.
So Hannah's like, Lindsay was not very nice to me this winter. Like, I feel like she hates me. Like, I'm so confused. Like, if anyone should have a problem, it's me. And then she explains the big backstory. Lindsay threw a huge New Year's Eve party and didn't invite Hannah, but she did invite Luke, who's basically Hannah's boyfriend. And then she invited Danielle and tried to get Danielle to hook her up with Luke. But at the same time, that's like, you're always trying to, she's always trying to pawn Danielle off on anybody, you know?
That is true. I mean, Danielle is like the never ending project for Lindsay. You know, I liked it. This felt very Jane Austen to me. It felt like, you know, like if this had taken place in like the 1800s, we'd be like, this should be nominated for Best Picture. Right. So then, yeah, Hannah's talking about all this stuff. And then Paige goes, all I'm thinking about is setting up my clothes. So could you be a hanger for me? I'd love that.
Paige and Hannah go looking at rooms, and she's like, chic, right? There's like so much content I could make in here.
No, Paige, never say that again.
And Hannah's like, are you getting this room, Amanda? Like, do you think you're going to be a little selfish of you guys? I mean, it's a little selfish, right? Come on.
By the way, let's not overlook the classic Trixie Monocle song that was playing during this. We're up. I'm coming up. Way up. We're coming up. As if like, as if them putting stuff in their rooms symbolized them, you know, having huge amounts of personal growth and career opportunities.
And so Hannah's like, where's Luke, by the way? And Hannah's like, oh, you know what? Luke's going to want this room. Luke loves saunas. And Paige is just so annoyed that she said Luke 10 times already.
Yeah. We learned that Luke has called Hannah like every single day for the past 7 months. And Hannah really feels that she and Luke have gotten a lot closer. And she, even though they haven't had sex, she still has feelings for him, you know?
Yeah. And then we get a clip of them boning. And then Hannah's like, well, we still have not had sex. It's like, oh, okay. But they just played a clip of you boning. And she's like, but when we do, like, we're going to be stuck in the house and, you know, we're going to need to do stuff. And so we're going to go to my vagina. I'm tweeting that. Hold on. I'm going to tweet it and then screenshot it for Instagram. Hold on.
Hey, gents. Does anyone mind if we talk about the room situation? Okay. So since we're all right here and everyone's looking great, by the way, let's talk about rooms. I'll take literally any room except for that really shitty dungeon that's in the basement that for some reason I really hate, even though it looks like a perfectly nice room. I hate that room so much. Thank you.
Well, if we're going to have a house meeting about rooms in a perfect world, we'd all be here. So I can text Luke. I can text him. And Danielle's like, guys, I need a space for a desk and a monitor so that I could work. And I'd prefer a bench so I could feel like I'm waiting for a train. Because usually my thing is waiting for a train. So,
okay, Danielle, we think you could probably set up something in the walk-in closet. You can stay there for the summer, right? Are you cool with that? And we can paint it so it looks like Penn Station, okay? Mm.
So they start calling words. They start calling rooms, and Paige is like, I want the master selfishly, but like you guys are engaged, so I guess you guys get it. And I'm just saying that engaged people win everything because I plan to be engaged soon and win everything. So enjoy it.
So then they call Luke, and he's like, oh, well, bad news. I don't know if you read it in Mail Model Weekly, but I'm not going to be there anytime soon. Unfortunately, I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling so hot. Like, I mean, I feel fine. I just didn't feel like I looked as hot as I should be as a male model. So I'm just going to like take a moment and brood a little bit, sing to the coyotes until I feel hot again. And then I'm going to come over. I'm getting some tests to see if I'm still a male model.
And Danielle's like, so you're with Sierra, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we've been together. And then Hannah just, you know, Hannah has like a double finger thing on her head, like she's shooting herself in the head.
Yeah.
Paige is like, okay, he gets the shittiest room. Also, I have to point out that Steven is so perfect for Lindsay because he's like, yeah, we're taking this room, so if anybody wants to fight, let us know. It's like, oh, perfect.
Oh, jeez. You know, the other thing that Luke was doing was he kept on saying, oh, by the way, I have my friend, and, you know, they're with me too. And they are going to get some additional testing as well. And that's just what they are all about because they are just a really good friend. And I'm not going to say anything more about what they think about me and how attracted I am to them. And it's like, Luke, we know it's a girl. We know it's a girl. You're going out of your way to say they so many times. I don't think that you're trying to be like, I don't think that you're with a non-binary person right now.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, wow, this show really is, you know, coming up in the world. Yeah, it's progressing.
I was like,
no,
listen,
it's just a hot girl. I didn't want you guys to know yet.
Yeah, I was like, listen, I totally respect that. I think it's wonderful. But I don't think that you're doing it out of a place of progression. I think you're just trying to surprise everyone that you bring a super hot girl to the house.
You're really just fucking with the LGBTQ community right now, buddy. Okay? Because we're like, yes, finally! Oh, it's just a hot chick. Okay.
Do you remember when we were in New Orleans last year, when we were walking down like Frenchman Street or whatever it's called? And this like street, like street. French Market. There was like that one street that was like full of people, and there's this big old dude, he's like this big old bro, and he was like drunk, and there was like a girl sitting on the sidewalk, and this guy with a beard and like beer stains, he's like, hey, what are your pronouns? And I was like, wow, we have really come so far. We both were like, did you hear that? The bro said, what are your pronouns?
Yeah, it's just like a place and a time you just never expected to hear that.
Yeah.
Cool. So then Amanda and the girls go in the closet or in the hallway, and Amanda's like, did you hear him say they are coming with me? Like, he wouldn't say she. And Paige just rolls her eyes. She's like, I can't. So Hannah's like, well, Luke calls me every day and he never told me this. Like, I mean, if there was a new song in his revoir, he would have said something. Right. I talked to Luke.
Yeah. Paige is like, well, obviously he's not boyfriend material. I mean, I've said this for 12 months now, okay? And I say this as someone who's in a committed relationship with Perry. I'm just going to remind everyone.
Yeah. Let's all remember last year when Hannah's like, what? I don't even want a boyfriend. What the fuck? Like, I'm not going to be with him. Gross. I'm not even like that. I'm just all about getting some D. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, How long is it going to take this to flip? And she's like, oh my God, we're like dating.
Yeah, you know, you can't underestimate the power of a male model. You know, when a male model is like, you're hot and I'm in love with you, I think it probably could really fuck with your brain.
So, well, you just can't fuck with fuckboys like that. Like, you can't try and play fuckboy language against fuckboys and be like, well, I don't care about a relationship. Like, I'm just totally into this for your dick and because you're hot. Like, I'm not, because they don't care. Like, it doesn't affect them the same way. You can't play emotionally with somebody who, like, doesn't have emotions in that way.
Yeah. So Hannah and Paige are in a room, and Carl walks in, and Hannah's like, hey, Carl, we want to have a threesome. Oh, yeah, that sounds great. You look great, by the way. We all look great. It's a great day for threesomes, you know? So Paige goes,
I mean, you look great, Carl, and I'm not just pumping air in your tires.
God, you really have been dating an old person. Who talks like that?
I know, pumping air in your tires. She goes, I need all the air I can get. Oh, I've been just so hungover. I had COVID. So I'm actually the best I've ever been. Yeah, I've been mostly sober for the past 5 months, except for the time I got so wasted that I didn't even realize I had COVID. But aside from that, like, you know, my big wake-up call is I went to dinner, and I was wasted, and I, like, fell asleep in the middle of dinner. You may remember it in seasons 1 through 4. That was basically my wake-up call. Carl, 6.0, here at last.
Yeah, I just couldn't deal with the stress of, like, my parents' divorce, my relationships, my jobs. White jeans got dirty one time. That was terrible. Had to wear regular jeans.
Yeah.
Never been the same.
I got so drunk, I got banned from my favorite breakfast place, so I can't take girls for pancakes on a date. So that's been a really problem for me.
Well, if you ever feel like pressure, you can come to us and we'll get you a drink, okay? Because, like, we have, like, an unspoken, like, I have your back thing, me and Carl.
And Hannah's like, oh my God, that's how I am with Luke. Well, how I was with Luke. I'm like, shut up about Luke. You've not stopped talking about Luke, okay?
Non-stop.
Stop. He's a fuckboy. Stop.
God, I hope Luke texts me. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then it's now it's dinner time, and then Steven, also known as Stravi, whatever.
Why do they keep doing that? Why do they keep putting up Steven / Stravi?
So, because that's like his nickname, Stravi. And like that's his Instagram too. It's like Stravi, whatever. Because I think I told the story last year that, like, I followed him for some reason, but before it, if I'd followed him before Summer House, I don't know why. And then I had like a moment where I realized that this random person that I followed was the guy from Summer House. And then I unfollowed him because I was like, this is weird. So anyway, it's dinner time. And he goes, excited for dinner? It's been a busy day. And Lindsay goes, is that what it is? Oh. I'm like, what? Why are you questioning that? It was a busy day. You drove out to the Hamptons.
Well, hey guys, food delivered. I was in the shitter, sorry.
And Amanda's like, how many bathrooms have you used, Carl?
All of them.
They look great, by the way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the food is here, and Hannah's like, okay, besides Carl, who's not drinking? And everyone just looks at her like she's a monster. She goes, okay, should we take a shot?
And Carl's like, we have work tomorrow, which is going to be the disaster of the season. Carl trying to keep it together and not party every night. And Carl's like, well, there's a sign on the dishwasher, and it says, like, clean and dirty. And, like, if there's, like, brackets by clean, it means that it's been clean. And if there's brackets by dirty, it means it's dirty. So follow that.
Good luck with that one. The most subtle sign, the most subtle clean and dirty sign of forever ever seen on a dishwasher. Okay, I need to use my words. I'm over caffeinated. So now they're talking about quarantine, and they're all eating dinner, and Lindsay's they're asking Steven, like, what was the longest amount of time that he and Lindsay stayed together in during quarantine? And he goes, 17 straight days. They're like, oh my god, you're talking like you're in Oz.
And Lindsay's like, I'm using this as a test for like marriage. Okay, I made a list.
And then they put the list that she made on the screen. Oh my god, fucking Lindsay. Okay, it says, well, they put a close-up over something, but it says like June 2020 Stravy and Lindsay move in together, July 2020 freeze eggs.
August 2020. Lindsay turns 34.
March 2021. Steven turns 32. I love that she's still so obsessed with the age thing. And she went straight from moving into eggs and then didn't write anything again until summer.
Yeah, exactly. And then August 2021, Lindsay turns 35. March 2022, Stephen turns 33. June 2022, married. And in August, Lindsay turns 36 and is pregnant.
Well, it says June 2021, engaged plus living together for 1 year. Been in parentheses, but in a relationship for 2 years. August 2021, Lindsay turns 35. March 2022, Stephen turns 30. June 2022, married. August 22, Lindsay turns. Does it say 31? I can't see.
36.
Oh, 36.
And also, by the way, congratulations. No career goals on this list.
It's literally like, here's what we're going to do. Freeze my eggs, be engaged, and turn older. That's it.
September 2022. Get the taco contract again. August 2023.
Drop baby on Pizza Beach.
September 2023. Call up Everett and let him know what he's missing out on.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, she's still in that case. So Hannah's like, so I didn't see you in the winter, Lindsay, because you didn't invite me to anything. It's like, wait, what? It's like, look, I'm not about passive aggressive behavior. So if you have something wrong, we should get it out now. And Amanda goes, Lindsay, your mood changed when Hannah walked in the house. There was clearly tension.
Yeah, what's the problem? I mean, if I threw a New Year's party and invited everyone but you, I'd be burned at the stake. And Lindsay goes, well, because you were talking shit on a podcast. And then we cut to this thing, hashtag no filter with Zach Peter. And he goes, how do you feel about Lindsay these days? And Hannah goes, she rubbed me the wrong way, like a shitty tennis racket. Like, I was there for her, and this is how she repays me, telling the world I was treating her. Oh, sorry. That was, That was Lindsay saying that.
Yeah, she just says something like, she rubbed me the wrong way, and like, I'm not one of her little minions or something. And Lindsay's like, like, I was there for her, and this is how I got repaid? Like, telling the world I made her a minion? Which I didn't? And they do the, like, Lindsay's talking forever cuts, where it just keeps cutting and making it look like this is a 3-hour interview.
She's like, obsessing over it. It's like soundbite to soundbite. It's like, I mean, I don't know if she's trying to be the funny girl, but like, she definitely wasn't going straight to the rosé.
And she is spreading, like, falsities. And I'm pretty sure we can agree I didn't, like, make her run in.
I'm calling it Rhonda right now.
Yeah. So Hannah's back to the table. Hannah's like, and if you don't like me talking shit, then don't do things that make me talk shit about you. Which makes no sense.
One of my favorite pieces of Bravo logic.
And Lindsay's like, I didn't do anything. She goes, yeah, and I heard people come to me. Like, I had people coming to me saying that they heard you on New Year's literally trying to get Danielle and Luke to hook up.
Hannah's like, listen, I'm not mad at Danielle. She's her own woman. And, you know, listen, she's everyone's project, right? So her success is our success, okay? But you're a disaster.
Yeah, and she's like, you were my supporter. And Danielle goes, well, like, there was a makeout that happened, yeah. And then Danielle tells us, she's like, well, I would be lying to say I wasn't crushing. So, like, I went for it. I kissed him. And then he kissed me back. But then he pulled away, and he said he was still into his ex. And that was, like, mortifying.
Hi, closet!
That was more mortifying than the time I missed the LIRR, and then my pants fell down right in Penn Station. So mortifying.
And Luke is still using the same old lines on every single person. It's like, oh, I'm still into my ex. Sorry, real torn up about that one.
Yeah. So then Stravi's like, why is it an issue? You guys never even had sex. You weren't a couple. And Hannah's like, I have emotion for the guy. I do. I mean, I'm not into him. I'm just in for the sex. I have emotion. We were a total couple.
He's like, yeah, but there's no relationship. Like, you didn't go visit him in Minnesota.
Now, you are being Lindsay's little minion. I mean, I guess you're her boyfriend or whatever, so it's acceptable, but you're already grossing me out, dude. Let Lindsay fight her own fights. Who the fuck are you, noob?
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, I have never tried to get anyone to hook up on New Year's. That's another one of your falsities.
And she's like, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. She's like, you're not getting to the bottom of anything because I didn't do anything. Steven's like, yo, she doesn't have to say anything because we were all there. And Lindsay, like, gets up and does that thing where she acts like she's going to walk away, but she just starts pacing around the house really fast.
Yeah, she has nowhere to go, which is great. And Amanda's like, don't walk away, Lindsay. Don't walk away.
Stop walking away from problems and talk to people and grow. This is so immature.
I didn't do anything.
And Kyle's like, let's be honest. Hannah loves pissing off Lindsay, but Lindsay also loves being pissed off. And then we get a clip of Hannah just torturing Lindsay and then Lindsay finally losing her mind.
Yeah. So then it's after dinner and Lindsay's talking with Danielle and she's like, Luke is bringing a fucking girl to this house, so why do they care that you made out with him in the fall? And Hannah's now talking to Paige and saying that she's like, yeah, we were basically boyfriend and girlfriend. So, you know, like, just because we weren't having sex, sorry, the kid has intimacy issues, okay? Like, he called me. He would call me, and I think that's pretty obvious that we were engaged from that. So, I mean, what else do you want me to say?
And back at the table, Amanda's like, I think that Hannah has feelings for Luke, but there's, like, more there than she lets us believe. And Kyle's like, yeah, it's not going to happen. And Lindsay's still going off in her own space, like, what did I do all summer except be there for Hannah? And then Hannah's with Paige, and she's like, I thought Lindsay was my friend. And Paige is like, I know. And, like, I had to deal with that all summer. Thank God you see the light. Like, oh, my God. And I can't even get over Steven trying to yell at me. Like, who are you?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm going to go to sleep. I love you all. Love you all. I'm going to go to sleep. And everyone's like, Carl, it's 9:30. He's like, yeah, I got to work. Got to get in those work hours before I get fired in about 2 weeks. So, yeah. See you tomorrow. We'll go fart in bed.
And so the people who are awake start cleaning the kitchen, and Steven, because Hannah said earlier that she would be in charge of trash, and so Steven's like, interested to see if the trash is taken out tomorrow. It's like, okay, dad, you fucking weirdo. Yeah. And then Carl farts in bed, you know, just super fun. Yeah. This season is going to be real heavy on people farting.
Yeah, big, big farting, big farting.
And poor Danielle is still trying to make those stupid animals happen. She's got one of those animal statues on an office chair.
Oh, God, that same one. That's, well, Charlie. They've been pushing Charlie for a few seasons. It's time to retire Charlie. I was going to say, at least we don't have the monkey, but I'm sure the monkey will be back soon enough.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was the most Danielle thing. A scene of Danielle wheeling a chair around boxes in a bed. Like, here I am with my chair just going to work in the servants' quarters.
Hello, anyone? Closet. So then Lindsay's in bed with Steven watching a laptop, and she's like, you're missing the movie, and it's Charlize with short dark hair.
He's like, babe, I've seen that movie. What? You seen Aeon Lux?
The Amanda and Hannah and Paige, the three girly girls, are like talking about Luke, of course, which is, I'm already annoyed with this. And Paige is like, I just farted. Sorry, but I haven't like pooped since I've been here.
Sorry, it smells so bad. It kind of smells like, I don't know, a Payless store. I don't know. I don't like and subscribe to that. And so now everyone's going to sleep. And Hannah's like, guys, this house is kind of boring without Luke, huh? And they're like, oh, no, it's only night one.
Don't be the new Amanda, please.
So now another classic summer house jam. Don't get in my way. I'm going to make it today.
No, you're not. I can promise you. No, you're not. So Lindsay's like, where's the coffee? Because there's like coffee beans and a Keurig. Like, I don't even know what to do.
That's literally coffee. That's literally the fixings for coffee.
Well, you can't put it in a Keurig.
No, but like, I guess that's true. Oh, I thought you meant that there was like a Keurig pod. Okay, I see. There's a Keurig machine and coffee beans.
Yeah, there's a Keurig machine, but then coffee beans. So then Steven is just watching them as they try to work the stove and they can't. And Kyle, you know, now we see them getting to work. And Kyle's like, hey, how's everything with the paid ads?
I made the assets for it, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, oh, man, this sucks. I have to work my ass off in the party house of my dreams.
And then Lindsay is doing her, like, oh, my God, taco contract. And then Steven's like, yeah, you know what? $3,500, that's going to make the difference. It's going to make the difference. All right.
Yeah, I'm a dude who's keeping alive Brecken Meyer's hair from Clueless. That's right.
And then Kyle's talking to some guy, and he goes, some guy named Mario, and he goes, as soon as the time comes, me and my team is ready to rock and roll.
He's like, Mario, how are we doing? How's it going, Mario? Yeah, great. You look great, by the way. I can already tell by your voice. You look great today. Yeah. So then Kyle, we just see a bunch of them working, and Kyle's like, it's sort of weird. I've never really seen everyone work, although some of us have very flexible schedules. And then you see Hannah and Paige just sitting in bed with their phones, and just says, like, 10:59 a.m. And it's like, bloom, bloom, bloom. And it says, Hannah, podcaster, Paige, fashion contributor.
So then we see Hannah doing her podcast, and she's like, oh my God, I love talking to psychics. What would you want to know about your future? And then there's a knock at the door, and it's all of Paige's shit. She's got a whole moving truck full of stuff moved in.
Yeah. You know, people come to my Instagram to look to see what I'm wearing so then they can buy it. I mean, that's how I make my money. Okay. I mean, really, I packed light. And then they move in all this clothing, and then she walks into her room after everything's been laid out, and she goes, I'm tired.
What you gonna do? Hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Hey, what you gonna do?
My personal favorite. I'd love a song that's just like, what are you gonna do?
What do you do? Okay.
Okay.
Because the stove isn't working. So it really makes sense. Like, you know what? The stove doesn't work. What are you gonna do? So yeah. Kyle has
We're
to call.
We're gonna make it today. We're gonna.
Nope. The stove's broken. Nope. So
stove's broken. You actually are not. You're literally not making it today. Whatever you're planning on making, you're not. You're gonna order it today.
Yeah.
So Danielle and Amanda are like working out and stuff, and the Wi-Fi's not working by the pool. And then we have another great conversation. It's Paige, and she's like, Because I know you love cheese, there's a cheese shop we need to go to, and I'm against it. Okay. Some of my biggest fights with Perry have been over cheese because I'm allergic to it. And he's like, eat the cheese. I'm like, I will literally die. Like, when I say I die over that cheese, I mean, I'm going to die. And he's like, you have to eat it. And I'm like, I don't want to eat it. And he's like, you have to eat it. And then I do eat it. And then I almost die. And those are like our biggest fights.
You know what? Cheese is like my jam, Kyle. And she's like, could you imagine like living with Perry Page? Like, can you imagine it now? And she's like, here's the thing. Like, I can picture it, but there's like other things I want to accomplish, like Havarti, you know? And I just like can't be held back. So like, I'm not ready.
Yeah. She's like, we had so many fights. Like, we broke up in quarantine. And I'm just like, I love Perry, but I just don't know if he's the right person, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I want to be with someone who's into Kite Hill cheese instead. I don't know.
He's like a Tillamook kind of a person. And I'm like a, you know, soft provolone kind of a girl. So Paige is like, yeah, like, I was in like that 3-month bubble of like, oh yeah, I'm going to be engaged. But like now I'm like, am I like not in it like with the right person? Like,
Amanda goes, well, being an engaged woman, did I sometimes question, is this it? Sure. But did I ever doubt that he was the right person for me? No. Every time Kyle farts on me while he's wearing shoes in bed, I think this is the guy for me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you never questioned it when he was, like, cheating on you and stuff. Really, Amanda? And by the way, doubting is the same as questioning. It's, like, yeah, literally the same thing. Paige goes, you never thought once, like, what if there's someone else? And Amanda goes, no, that's doubting. Amanda. Amanda. So then we go to... What?
I said, maybe you need to watch some reruns, Amanda.
Yeah. So Lindsay and Danielle are unpacking a daybed. And then Carl, we just cut to Carl like.
And before that, we also cut to Carl saying, oh, I almost just fell down the stairs.
This season, farting and hiccups and burping. Okay. Welcome to quarantine summer house. So Hannah's like, oh my God, Luke's FaceTiming me. Guys, Luke's FaceTiming me. Sup. Totally cool. Just lifting my bicep and put my fingers through my hair. What's going on, Luke? What's going on? He's like, oh, you know, getting some sun watching hockey with them. You know, feel pretty great.
You know, what? Getting sun and watching hockey, two things that rarely go together, but I'm making it happen. Okay. So, and I was like, well, I can't wait to play tennis. I brought my racket. It's like, oh, yeah. And then he starts talking about Sierra and how Sierra's awesome. At least, like, you know, he's happy to have Sierra. And he's like, you know, I hate that I'm not at the house yet because there's, like, so many songs to be sung about coyotes out back. But you know what? At least I'm not alone. I get to kill time with Sierra, you know?
Yeah. And so Hannah's like, oh, well, unfortunately, I got to finish editing my podcast. See you soon. While she's been sitting by the pool the whole time. So then Hannah.
Oh, sorry, I almost fell down the stairs again. Sorry. Continue.
So Hannah goes to announce to the girls that Luke just called.
Did he mention anything about they?
And she's like, I'm going to bust his balls when he comes. I'll tell you that much.
She's like, and what about you and Lindsay, Hannah? Did you, like, say hi? Are we good?
Yeah. And Hannah's like, you know, I do like Lindsay a lot. And, like, we have a very special friendship. I just don't understand her anger towards me. Like, what? I can't go on to, like, a podcast and say she's a stupid bitch. She's be, like, a minion and everyone hates her. And her boobs look crazy. And her hair is crazy. And she has a crazy life. And no one likes her. And her boyfriend has hair like the guy from Clueless. Really? I can't say that all of a sudden?
Yeah, own what you've done. So then get on with it.
Get on with it. Crank it up.
So now everyone gets dressed up to go into the kitchen, which is great. This is like this is a classic trope from Love Island. The thing that happens on Love Island is every episode, they all get super dressed up and then they just go to the backyard. And I was like, wait a second. Summer House this season kind of is Love Island. They're all just trapped in a villa. They've got nothing to do except get dressed up at night for no good reason. I was like, I knew there was a reason why I was loving this episode so much.
So Paige is like, Hannah just made that thing we like. What's it called? An espresso martini. Yeah.
And then the homeowners have delivered a giant toaster oven because the oven and the stove aren't working. And so it's like it's this huge oven, and Paige goes, I feel like I'm camping. Like, do you bring a toaster oven when you go camping? Is that what is camping to you?
So Amanda's making her famous pizza, Kyle, and Paige is messing around and throwing the dough and drops it on the ground. And she's like, it's going in the oven. It'll get cleaned off. And then Hannah blows on the dough, which is like COVID, guys. And then Hannah's like starts throwing around cheese. It's like, well, God, Hannah, you're going to be the two most hated people in this fucking house by the end of summer.
That's what I thought. I was thinking the same thing. Like in the context of like, oh, we come to this house and we just party for the weekend. It's like, cool. But now like living, I guarantee everyone's going to hate them because Hannah, they have this giant bag of shredded mozzarella and Hannah knocks it over. She's like, ooh, and just knocks over the mozzarella. And you could just tell Lindsay just wanted to rip into her. Like, that's my mozzarella. But she
that
just,
was you know, not on my list for 2021.
I don't have time to get new mozzarella, okay? I've got a very tight schedule.
So Amanda's making everyone tequila drinks, and she's like, do you just want a little tequila, Kyle? Like maybe with some mango spritz?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about spritzes this episode. I feel like I wasn't writing it down, but I just at some point I noticed, why do they keep talking about spritzes? Like, you want a spritz?
Is it like a lover boy like a thing? Spritz.
I have... You know what it probably is? It's probably like a lover boy spritz.
Lover boy mango spritz. Let's see if it's a thing.
I just
lover boy spritz. Ripe mangoes and juicy peach give this chili pepper kissing sparkling libation just a hint of sweetness. So there you go.
You called it. They just were trying to make lover boy a thing with the cocktails. It's like the it's like the Aperol spritz. Like the Aperol spritz.
Yeah. Guys, Carl Sober. Please stop. Please stop. It's like it's better to say a little tequila with your alcohol that you're selling. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I mean, look, you know what? It's when we go out. That's when I get in trouble. Like, this is fine.
Yeah. I haven't stayed in on a Friday night in the Hamptons in like 7 years. But it's great because now I've got more time to practice walking upstairs. Turns out it's a lot harder to walk up than when you're sober. So here goes nothing. Fell downstairs again, guys. Sorry.
So Lindsay pulls Hannah aside, and she's like, I think when we discuss things in front of the group, like, it escalates. So, you know what? We didn't have a great winter, but I want a good summer. It's like, oh, man, because you went on podcast talking about me.
I love that Hannah says that. I love she goes, I think that when she said, I think that when we have a conversation in front of the whole group, things escalate quickly. As if Hannah wasn't the one who started the conversation in front of the whole group the night before.
And then started yelling in the conversation.
Yeah, I just want to have a good summer. So she's like, you were talking shit about me on a podcast, and yes, I am that person who's gonna seek out a random podcast to see it because I heard they were talking about me. Yes, I am.
And Hannah's like, I just said you could be scary. And she's what's more scary, Hannah, me being direct and telling you how I feel, or going on a podcast and talking about somebody? Which is true, but you didn't reach out and tell her how you felt. You just didn't invite her to anything. So,
and Lindsay is scary. I'm sorry. Lindsay is terrifying.
Lindsay's terrifying.
Lindsay, you're the one who said, you do not want to see me when I'm activated. Like you are, it's part of your personality. It's like a selling point for you. Like, I'm scary. So, so Hannah says that, like, you know, after the Luke thing, she just really lost it. And she felt like Lindsay was really being fake with her. And it just hurt. It hurt. It hurt. And she's like, I'm just not about the petty stuff. I'm not about the petty stuff. I'm, you know, all this stuff.
Well, it seems very petty. Oh.
You were a bitch to me. And Amanda just goes,
games.
Games, guys. I brought games. So Lindsay's like, well, you kept on saying I was trying to get Danielle and Luke to hook up. I never did that in my life. I never did that. I was trying to get Luke to show some pity towards Danielle. That's all.
Yeah, and she's like, you know what? Like, you're, like, not admitting how much you were into Luke, and then things weren't working out with you and Luke, and now you're projecting it onto me. And she's like, listen, Lindsay, you have to take accountability, okay?
which neither one has really still done, which is why this show is hilarious. And yeah. Lindsay's like, you know what? My only issue is, like, don't talk shit. She goes, yeah, but, like, I'm not coming from a malicious place. Like, have I made a joke that hurt you? Yes, and I'm sorry. So I would like to start over. So let's hug. And yes, I am going to talk more shit.
She's like, did I say you look like a troll doll with a bad hair job? Maybe, but it was from coming from a good place.
So then Carl is like, oh my God, I smell something. Is that someone's hair on fire? But it's the toaster oven.
Yes, yes, Carl. Someone's hair is on fire, but no one noticed.
Well, this is Summer House. So yeah, then they do a cheers, and they're like, let's get fucked up. And Danielle, of course, is spilling shots everywhere. Yeah. And they're still waiting for Luke and they to join up at some point.
And Paige sits down on the couch, goes, I'm going to go sit on the couch because that's where I feel most authentic.
So they're going to play circus-themed Pictionary, and Luke just is driving terrible. Up.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, so they're trying to come up with a category for Pictionary, and Amanda goes, how about circus-themed things? Like, no. How about not? Why would you bring that into this? Amanda is fired from Pictionary duties, okay? She is no longer Pictionary president, everyone, for the rest of the summer.
So Luke is driving up with the new girl, Sierra. They're sneaking in. Surprise! And everyone's like, oh my God! And so Hannah runs right up to Sierra and hugs her. And everybody's hugging and meeting each other. And Paige is like, uh-oh, she's really hot.
Yep. And Lindsay's like, I don't like your beard, Luke. Amanda's like, Hannah, are you okay? Are you okay, Hannah? I noticed that you've grabbed all of Sierra's bags and are you're giving up your room, actually, Hannah, for Sierra's. Hannah, are you putting yourself out on the lawn so that way Sierra has a place? What's happening, Hannah?
Hannah, are you steaming a dress right now? Is that Sierra's? You don't have to work for her.
She's like, oh,
Hannah, are
I
you
like
doing
her
Sierra's taxes right now, Hannah?
Yeah, I like her, you know? I get a good energy from her, okay? And then she tells us, like, Luke and I, like, we've never defined what we are, but, like, we never ended anything either. But, like, you know, like... You can end something you never started, right? But, like, we didn't. So, like, I thought we were still into each other. So, like, what the fuck right now?
Sierra, you have any dry cleaning you want me to do? I was about to head into town. Okay. So then Luke is telling people about what was going on with what he thought was his illness. He goes, so I went in for a rapid COVID test, and the doctors looked at my eyes and said, hey, like my ears. They said, hey, your ears are red. And so I had an ear infection. Also, it turns out I have rabies from feeding that chipmunk over the summer. So that's what's going on with me, guys. Yeah. Don't touch my saliva.
You know what, guys? Just know this. Don't date two squirrels at the same time. It never ends well. So then the girls are doing shots together. And Sierra's like, oh, to the weirdest 2020 ever and to new friends. And like, let's fuck the guys up. Boom.
And then now we get to learn about Sierra. And she goes, you know, guys, I get along with guys. I'm not a girl's girl typically. And I mean, that's all I have to hear to know. It's going to be the best season ever. when the non-girl's girl hangs out with the girls and tries to forge female friendships and then it goes horribly awry. Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
And Hannah's like, wait, do you like cats? She's like, yeah, do you want to see my cat Jasper? She's like, I have five cats, okay? Like, we have a connection. We're connected. We like cats.
So so then Amanda calls over Paige, and Amanda's like, do you think Hannah's coming off as a little try-hard? And Paige is like, yeah, it's awkward. I think she's trying to prove to Luke that she's not jealous. And I really like that the show sort of has like built-in podcasting. Like it makes our job easier, right? Like they just do it for us, right? It's like built-in commentary.
And then Hannah is giving a tour. She's like, this is where I take my nervous poops. And Sierra just goes, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to love the closet too. This is the best part. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because now Carl wants Sierra, right? So now he's trying to. Yeah. They're basically Hannah and Carl are putting on some crazy act for Sierra that's like so over the top that it's hilarious.
And Luke's like, yeah, my ping pong game's better than Hannah's.
And then Luke starts bringing in all his luggage, and Sierra says, oh, I think I should probably help. And Carl's like, oh, stay back a while. Stay back.
Yeah, yeah. And Luke goes, so it's Friday night. Maybe I can make a fire. I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
So just Carl,
a male model who loves making a fire and singing about coyotes, you know?
Yeah, as long as you're going to throw your fucking guitar into it, Luke. So Carl's like, oh, wow, holy, she is hot. I don't think I've ever seen a girl this good looking come through this house.
And so now we learn more about Sierra. She's originally from Atlanta, and she was working at a hospital in Atlanta, and then she took an assignment in Brooklyn because she's a travel nurse and works in critical care. And Paige is like, Sierra is literally Naomi Campbell and Mother Teresa had a baby, which means that in a few episodes, they're just going to tear her apart. Just going to ravage her.
You can't compete with that. You can't compete with that.
Like, we're just going to tear her down.
Hannah lost. South the end.
So then back to the guys. One of the guys is like, oh, Carl says, Luke, you can use the Duralog, bro. Like, it's fine. And he's like, no, you know what? It's nice to have a fire, you know?
Can't listen. I used to have campfires with the squirrels and chipmunks at night, and we'd watch Hacky during the day. And, you know, this just takes me back to Minnesota, you know. There was that raccoon that bit me on the arm, and it was real silly looking. It had foam all over its mouth and was kind of looking crazy at me. I was like, hey, raccoon, stay a while. Let's watch some more Hacky. Anyway, I'm a little thirsty. Are you guys a little thirsty? Anyone? No.
So back with the girls, they're asking Sierra how old she is, and she tells them 24. And Hannah's like, oh, my God, when I was 24, I was, like, so annoying.
They're like, Hannah, gotta break some news to you.
Fireball shots!
Yeah. So now the bros are still talking while the girls are doing fireball shots. And Luke's like, oh, yeah, Sierra, she's a great girl, dude. She's a great, great girl. And Carl's like, oh, so are you romantic at all?
She's like, what about Hannah? And he's like, well, you know, I talk to Hannah a lot, but Sierra is beautiful on the inside and the out.
And I'll leave it up to you to figure out which one Hannah's not beautiful on. I was like, wow. Luke just came in with the shade. Luke. No, what I'm trying to say is Sierra's beautiful on the inside and the out, and Hannah, she's sort of like a disgusting ogre. But it's I'm not going to say.
Jeez. So he's like, so has anyone had sex? And Steve's like, I have, and it's terrifying. Lindsay made me have sex with her while her head was in a fan. Okay.
And this is what it sounded like. So guess what? More shots for the girls, and then everyone's going to bed, and then they're all getting into bed. It's 2:43 in the morning, and Luke is texting, and he goes, oh, what a day, Burn Dog. So good to see you again. It's so great to hang out with someone who's beautiful on the inside and the outside. That's not necessarily directed at you, though. So don't.
Sorry, wrong thread. hopefully we get to play tennis soon. And Hannah's like, oh my God, guess who's texting me? So I guess there's still some energy there. And Paige is like, oh my God, I hope Hannah's right, because this whole summer could go left with this stunning girl in our house banging Luke. Oh my God. And then we see that Luke is now texting Sierra too.
Yeah, they kind of do like a fake out, because then Luke goes, pumped to spend the summer with you, sleep tight, smiley face, sleep tight. And you think that he's texting Hannah, but then it turns out he's actually texting Sierra, and she goes, back at you, good night. And then then we just like end on a close-up of Trojans in Luke's room, like a giant box of Trojans, like a humongous, like enormous, yeah. Enormous, like, like industrial supply of Trojans.
Yep, and that's the first episode of Summer House.
So funny and so good.
Yeah, what a funny show. Glad it's back. It's good to have something new to talk about here on Watch What Crappens, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with a little Below Deck. And if you want our video recaps, go join up on Patreon on the Crappens On Demand level. We love doing those. We'll be doing another couple of them this week, guy.
Yep. Talk to y'all later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.